You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Pete Butler and James Terry are the co-founders of Dishpatch, a London-based company delivering ready-to-cook meals from top restaurants across the UK. With food delivery increasing all the time, Dishpatch is helping restaurants to deliver better quality. Chefs will do all the hard work, and all you have to do is heat and garnish. The company was founded out of the Entrepreneur First Network, which supports business leaders across the UK, helping them to find co-founders and to launch their companies. At the start of the global pandemic and widespread lockdowns, Dishpatch was born almost overnight as a business to connect consumers with top-quality food and drink suppliers. When people couldn't get grocery delivery slots, they turned to these suppliers who had no restaurants to supply. But the company has now transitioned into building long-term relationships with restaurants, and for those who are going to eat in, making that experience much better. Here's Pete with the story of Dishpatch.
So we work with independent restaurants, and we help them produce and sell what we call restaurant meal kits. And a restaurant meal kit is basically a restaurant meal produced by the restaurant with their chefs, sent to your home, wherever you are in the UK, for you to finish and heat in your kitchen. So it's almost like a supercharged restaurant style ready meal, but way better than a ready meal.
So I know of recipe boxes and things like that. This is different. This is a little bit more preparation here. Is this a chance for restaurants to sort of show off their signatures? Talk to us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so the way we see it is basically the closest you can get to having a restaurant experience in your home. So if you think about HelloFresh or you think about hot food delivery, they're all about convenience, and that's great, that serves a purpose. But meal kits and Dishpatch is all about experience and food experiences. So it's about your Friday night, not your Monday night. It's about like your dinner party or your date night or having friends around.
So this got started back in April. Had you been talking about something like this beforehand? Obviously, when the pandemic started, when lockdown was underway, restaurants were doing absolutely nothing and looking for a little bit of business. So talk to me about how that sort of got started and what the vision was.
Yeah, so it's got started in a very strange way in that we did not have a vision for this back in March when we started. And we were not expecting to be like where we are now building this business. So Dishpatch basically was launched on the first day of lockdown. So if you cast your mind back, it was pretty much impossible to get your groceries delivered. So Ocado had like a 4-month waiting list. It was the same with Tesco's and Sainsbury's. What we realized at the time, so my background is restaurants. I've been working in the space for 10 years, and we saw a lot of restaurant suppliers whose business had basically gone to zero because restaurants had closed, were now supplying their groceries direct to consumers. Problem was, as a consumer, no one had any idea who these people were, and restaurant suppliers are not great at marketing to consumers. It's not what they're used to. So version one of Dishpatch, we kind of built it, James and I, who's my co-founder, we built it as a side project, and it was a simple one-page directory listing out all the restaurant suppliers that we're now delivering to consumers. We built it in a day, we put it live, and I guess Dishpatch was founded.
I know exactly what you mean with the suppliers, all a bit clunky in that they'd not really done direct-to-consumer before. They're used to dealing with all sorts of different restaurants, of course, and huge orders. So those small home grocery deliveries was a little bit of a different thing. So really interesting what you've done here. I'm just curious about the logistics to start. How do you get that going? Obviously, got something up online right away. How do you get partners, and how do you get things out to people?
So interestingly, we were not planning to do anything with the directory. We saw a problem. We saw that consumers wanted groceries, and restaurant suppliers were desperate to get their groceries into consumers' hands. And we thought we'd solve that. And we thought we'd solved it with this one-page directory. And we thought we'd move on to other things. We're both entrepreneurs, and we both had different ideas, neither of which were in the restaurant space, interestingly. But effectively what happened was 80,000 people visited the site in the first 4 weeks. So this whole thing completely exploded. Our inbox started getting flooded with other suppliers, grocery stores, like independent shops who were desperate to be listed on the site. I think, you know, we were picked up by Time Out, by The Guardian, by The Evening Standard, and the whole thing just blew up. And what we realized was that something was going on here, but we weren't really sure what it was. So we then decided just to speak to a bunch of people. We spoke to loads of suppliers, we spoke to loads of consumers, and we realized that there was actually a bunch more problems that had been created that we could solve. So basically what we then did was change our directory into a shop. So rather than just coming on and seeing the list of suppliers and clicking through to their websites, which at this stage were kind of were of varying degrees of sophistication, as you can imagine. You know, these suppliers had to spin up a consumer-grade website in a week. Most of them had never done that before. We decided to start selling products on our site. So we partnered with, in the end, between 30 and 40 suppliers. We had 300 to 400 products on the site, and you as a consumer could go on and just buy things directly. And then it was a kind of dropship model. So we'd send the order to the supplier and the supplier would do the delivery. So we ran that for about 3 months. And so all the while, whilst we were, you know, running what was effectively a grocery store online, restaurants were still closed. And we'd seen that some restaurants in particular, so for example, Patty and Bun were doing this with burgers, Pizza Pilgrims were doing this with pizzas, had started to do these things called meal kits, which were basically kind of their signature dish. They were sending like their ingredients out to consumers for them to finish at home, which was the meal kit. We thought this was really interesting. So we started like a very small page on our site, which was the meal kit directory. So it was a list of restaurants that were now doing meal kits. And almost immediately, more people, that page was getting more time, more attention, more focus, more traffic than the rest of our site combined. So once again, we had this moment where we were like, whoa, something really interesting is going on here. So again, we spoke to restaurants and consumers and we realized that meal kits, consumers love them. Consumers absolutely love them. They were making a huge amount of sense for restaurants. And the thing we couldn't work out was, why is not every single great restaurant doing this? So we spoke to them. And once we spoke to them, what we realized is, unless you have, if you're a small restaurant, it's actually very, very difficult to do an at-home meal kit. It's reasonably logistics heavy, it's space heavy. And so the kind of slightly more developed restaurants that maybe had a central kitchen could do it, but your smaller restaurant was finding it very difficult. And that was the light bulb moment, which is maybe we can help restaurants do this. It fell very nicely in terms of our experience. We felt that we could really, really help them. And that's when Dispatch basically became what it is today.
That's absolutely fascinating. And I love the idea that it's a bit of a natural transition from doing grocery boxes to doing full meal kits. What has the response been in the past month or so since restaurants reopened?
Do you know what? It's been amazing. The reason we think they're interesting, both for consumers and restaurants, is that they fundamentally make sense outside of the COVID world. Obviously, during COVID, like the kind of sales that some restaurants were doing were absolutely insane because people had no other options, but they really do make sense in a normal world and outside of COVID. So there's a few reasons for that. So consumers fundamentally want to eat great food at home. This was happening long before COVID, in that delivery has been growing 10 to 20% year on year in the UK. Eating in has been stagnant, if not declining. So people want to eat great food at home. The reason that meal kits is better than something like takeaway is twofold. One is the quality is way higher. So the reality is most food does not travel well in the scooter. Like that is, you know, we've all had those experiences where you have like the slightly soggy pastries or the lukewarm soup that's arrived. Whereas if you send food that is prepared, cold, and then reheated by the consumer, so it comes out of the oven, the quality is way higher and a lot more types of cuisine travel better in that way. Secondly, and I think this is the really, really interesting reason, is that you can send meal kits UK-wide. So with hot food delivery, I am basically limited to ordering from whichever restaurants are within 2 miles of my house. Now, that's kind of okay if you're in maybe Hackney or Peckham. You've probably got a fair amount of choice, although it's got to come in a scooter, but like absolutely less so if you live in the country where a lot of people live and increasingly we'll see people moving out of London. So they really, really make sense for consumers. And then on the restaurant side, we kind of see the same thing. Restaurants were struggling before COVID. There was a huge amount of headwinds in the industry in terms of guest numbers were declining, costs were increasing. COVID has obviously massively exacerbated those problems. Restaurants need to develop new revenue streams, and we see meal kits as being a really, really strong revenue stream for restaurants going forward.
That's really interesting. And I guess part of the huge intrigue for restaurants as well is the value add they can get, because they can be a bit creative, I think, and they can reach a whole new market. Talk to me a little bit about that. Obviously, they're happy to get on board and have another outlet to consumers, but what's sort of the response been like on restaurants wanting to do something a little bit different?
Yeah, the response has been amazing. And I think it's one of these things where it probably would have worked 2 years ago, but this business could never have been built then, because I think to get restaurants to try something completely new would have been really, really difficult. Restaurants are notoriously very, very busy doing their day-to-day operation. And there hasn't been many, but one of the upsides of COVID has been that restaurants have had more time and they've been able to experiment. And some of them have experimented with meal kits and they've realized that they really, really work. So having a few people in the market that tried it and worked, like, really made a difference, because everyone looked at them and thought, well, maybe this is something we should be doing. So from a restaurant's perspective, yeah, we've seen very, very strong interest. And I think for us at the moment, we are limited just by the amount of people we can work with.
I'd love to just walk back and hear about sort of the relationship between yourself and your co-founder, James Terry. Obviously, you haven't known each other for that long, but what's the experience been like in walking through this the past few months?
It's been pretty crazy. It's been very, very intense. Like I said, we did not sit down and say, let's start a new business that we want to build for the next 5 to 10 years together. You know, we'd known each other for a couple of years. We met when we were running our previous businesses. So we're both entrepreneurs. We share values, but our skill sets are very, very different. So we sat down, and I remember the phone call that I gave him, which was a few days before lockdown. I said, James, you know, we've always wanted to work on something together. This is crazy what is happening. All the restaurants are closing. You can't get your groceries delivered. All these restaurant suppliers are desperate to do stuff. This is completely crazy. We should do something. But, you know, it was intended to be a 1 day or 2 day project. And that has now turned into what we see as like a 5 to 10 year opportunity for us.
That's Pete Butler, co-founder of Dishbadge. My thanks to Pete and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.